course.
The purpose of this call, we're just having like a little impromptu conversation discussion. It's
Yep.
going to be live on Facebook. People can ask questions. They may or may not want to go ask the questions or go back to this to hear it. But we're what, 5 weeks out, I think, now from the actual
Yeah.
date, and it's coming together. But there's always like the last minute things that they can tie back and coordinate on. So anyway, it's definitely apparently the case. Becoming more and more apparent that we do not have very good comms with our classmates because you keep on running into person after
Yep.
person. There's never doesn't even know we're doing a mini reunion, right?
Right.
Yeah. I
That's
mean, email only
amazing.
goes so far. The AOG emails that we have are only as good as what somebody put into their last version control of AO, like their profile with Sallyport or AOG or whatever. So that's
Right.
our
No,
main.
it's crazy, and I think it's something that, on the on this old grad podcast, I mean, obviously, I don't know how many people you catch, but even if you catch them after the fact, if you say, hey, you've got to update your email and your phone number because that's how we're going to communicate. And otherwise, you're going to miss out. And as we get older and we start doing different things, you might be missing out on things.
Right. The single source of truth is the AOG database, right? That is
Yep.
the main thing. So you got to log into AOG. That will take you into your own profile. That will also automatically populate Sallyport, which is kind of like a poor man's Facebook for just the West Point community. It also has the ability to network back and forth, and it actually has a lot of functionality, which will be very useful for us in the future. The
Yep.
other thing too that we're experimenting with, which we just set up for this Lexington trip. But by the way, let's just give the dates of the Lexington trips in case somebody's hearing about it for the first time. It is
Yep.
April, what is
18 to
it?
the
18.
22nd. 18 to the 21st.
April 18th to 21st,
Correct.
Lexington, Kentucky. Can people still sign up on the Marriott link that we had, or is the block closed now?
The block is still
Yeah,
open
they have
and
until 18 March.
yes, and we're
Hey
still hoping
Mark,
that
Mark's like
they're
grayed
going.
out. Mark's like in your he's like I don't know, like he's blurred out in the
Oh, because
background.
let
I'm
me,
just a
I
shadow.
know, let me get the
I'm fine.
no, I've got blur my background there. Now he's
There
there.
he is. What's up, brother?
Hey, yo, Jamie. What's up, buddy?
How are you?
Good, good. So we still do have blocks of or a room block, and the lesson learned is when we started this, one of the reasons why we did a Google spreadsheet to see room block should be. So when we started it, we had, I think it was 52 people signed up on the Google spreadsheet when I said, would you be interested in coming to a mini reunion?
I think
So it might have been more than that.
it
It
was like 66.
yeah. So it was, we ended
So,
up going down to like 80%, thinking 80% of the people would drop out. And we said, okay, we're going to reserve a room block for 50%, and then
50.
we would be held accountable for 40. And at that point, I was like, oh, easy. If we've had this many people show interest. Well, interestingly, and again, this is just we've learned from the first time, the people who signed up to say that they were interested, it's probably about a 50-50% change in the roster of the people who said that they were initially interested and then the people who are actually going. So that's good and bad. It's good because we have people who found out about it. It's bad because we're basing it off the initial numbers.
so there's a chance. I mean, so I've done this before with big groups of people. There's this attrition rate. You're responsible. You're on the hook for this attrition rate. So hopefully there's not an economic. I mean, I'm as I mentioned to you, I'm happy to take a piece of it if we get stuck
Yeah.
having to fork out money. But that's why I told like Brian Sharp was going to stay with me in my room, and I was like, no, get your own room because we got rooms in a room block that are not being
Yep.
used. And we want to be able to use a room block. I mean, it's cool to hang out and be in the same room like we're cadets again, but the reality of it is, since we're paying for the rooms anyway, shit,
Right.
we should definitely. I'm dropping into the Facebook chat the link for the Marriott to reserve the rooms. And this will also, we'll put this out in on Sally Port and to the other communications channels. So there might be a couple late ads. We have until what, March 18th, Mark said,
Yep. That's when we're locking down. We already bought a block of tickets for Keeneland, and we bought 65. And I think, you know, we're up to now like 69 for Keeneland, but I think that would be pretty
Brian
easy.
Sharp just said it. He paid for his own room, but he's still staying in mine. That's what he said. We'll have one for the party, one for the events, one for the function,
right.
And one
sleep. one that you're gonna shower in, and the other one that you'll let everyone come up and you'll fill the bathtub up with beer.
That's right. That's smart. That's smart. So,
relive Nanuet 19.
Right. That's what we did at Nanuet 19. We got in trouble because we had a bathtub full of beer. So anyway, the Keeneland tickets, we can still buy blocks of those. You know, I think that will be a little bit more flexible. What we're looking at and what we're trying to lock in is the bourbon tour, just with the numbers, because it has to do with the transportation, how we're getting there. And so that's why with March 18th is really our drop dead date, because we have to lock in all of those things.
Right. So if you're just hearing about this now for the first time, you got to get in touch with me, Jamie Schleck at gmail.com, or Holly. What's your email, Holly?
Holly.f as in Fishburne .west at gmail.com.
Okay.
And then Mark's is just mark.west at westpoint.edu.
So let's just go through the general agenda. So we got the 18th, which is a Thursday, the 18th, coming into town. What's going to happen that day? You froze up, Holly, so. Well, I'm going to go through the agenda here because I'm waiting for them. Somebody's internet's not stable. It's either mine or hers. So she'll probably come back on in just a second. So Thursday, we have golf at 10 a.m. and also spa treatments and stuff. That's going to happen at the hotel. And then we have a 6 o'clock cocktail party that night. That's going to be at the hotel. That's on Thursday. And that's the 18th, and you know, that's part of this. There's a sign up sheet. People, you're paying for this as you go. It's $90 for golf, $125 for the cocktail party, heavy hors d'oeuvres, drinks, etc. Friday, the next day, that's when we're going to the Keeneland races. That's also on the agenda. So we're gonna get to, I guess, bet on horses and watch the races go down. And then also on Friday, later that night, we have a dinner at Malone's, which is kind of a bluegrass, kind of high-end kind of place. That's $125 for dinner. We've got bus transportation, so therefore we don't need to worry so much about the, you know, if we're going to be consuming alcohol. And we get the buses all arranged for ourselves. And then Saturday, we're going on a bourbon tour. That's $200 per person, moving around to all the different locations in Lexington about bourbon. So Holly, I just went through the whole agenda. I was just reading it out loud.
Okay.
And then we have a dinner on your own in downtown Lexington. So Holly, I was just going through the agenda. I'm going to drop this into the chat, into the Facebook chat.
Yeah.
As well as into the.
So while you're doing that, as we were figuring out, you know, where we wanted to do this, you know, Holly and I went to grad school in Lexington. I was born in Lexington. I'm from Kentucky. Matter of fact, we've got some, you know, some classmates in the area. Mike Potter, he lives in Lexington and helped me arrange the bourbon tour. And so we just thought, you know, our 2 years at Lexington were a lot of fun while we were grad school. And we just thought it would be a really cool, unique, I guess, place to have a mini reunion because of the, you know, the horse racing, which maybe some people have never been to a horse race before. I don't know, but it's always a lot of fun. And then of course the Bourbon Trail is something very unique to Lexington and to Kentucky in general. So we thought it'd be kind of a cool place to go to do a long weekend. We knew about the Marriott Griffin Gate, which is a really nice spa resort. It has the 18-hole golf course there. But folks who, you know, want to, you know, if you want to get a manicure, pedicure, facial, massage, you know, whatever, while you're there, you can do that. The Keeneland Racetrack is just really, I mean, I know everybody's heard of Churchill Downs where they have the Kentucky Derby, but Keeneland is just an absolutely gorgeous racetrack, and I think people are going to really love that. The dinner that
what's
night.
What's a dress code for that? Do you have to get like all like?
That's casual.
It's not like the Kentucky Derby where you get all
no,
like,
it's
no.
Not. You'll see people. I don't think you'll see people quite as dressed up as you would if we went on Saturday. Saturday typically you'll see all the college kids and they come in and get all dressed up. So you'll see just about everything. You'll see some people dressed up, but not Kentucky Derby dressed up. Okay. So it's what you want to wear. If you bought one of the polo shirts from the store, you can wear that. Or if you want, I'll probably wear a dress, depending on the weather. I'll look at the weather beforehand. Just for everyone's information, the movie Seabiscuit that was about a Kentucky Derby winner, that was actually filmed at Keeneland. And so when you, if you want to go back and look at that movie, or at least the clips from it, Keeneland is a beautiful, beautiful racetrack right in the middle of the horse farms.
And then we got dinner, you know, dinner arranged that night at Malone's Steakhouse, which is the steakhouse in Lexington to go to. I mean, it's going to be fabulous.
And there's of course, there's a bus to go there, right?
Yeah, we've got transportation lined up for really for everything.
Yeah,
oh, including the racetrack.
We just thought it'd be cool, kind of like our reunions. You know, when you come back to West Point for your reunions and you have the buses and you all get to travel as a class.
Yeah, it's so fun.
It is. It's fun, you know. And you know, you bring your beverages on the bus, and you're having a good time, and you know, it's more time with your classmates, right?
So one thing not to worry about.
Yeah, and just one thing you don't have to worry about is, you know, drinking and driving and or Uber, you know, trying to get an Uber. You know, so we've got transportation arranged for the whole weekend. And so Friday night, yeah, we got the really nice dinner.
You guys just froze up a little bit there again, so you might be losing you. So Friday night is a really nice dinner, and that's going to be at that Malone Steakhouse. And then we got the transportation back and forth. Saturday is the bourbon tour. That's, I think, busing is going to be definitely critical for that. So we'll be doing that too. I guess the key dates to remember too, March 18th. You know, we can take people into the room block as late as March 18th, but what's also critical, though, is to figure out the headcount for these buses and for the dinners and et cetera like that. So that's why we really want to get people to RSVP like right away if they haven't already done so. Another thing, too, while Mark and Holly are reconnecting, I mentioned about the comms, you know, just not being sufficient through email. You know, we're missing a bunch of people. We've ran into people a few times, like they don't even know about this. Mark and Holly have been planning this for months and months and months.
Sorry about that.
I'm doing a good job just carrying the conversation on when you're not even there.
By
so.
Yourself.
I was just talking about how we are just so in your debt, the West family, for all the work you all have done putting this together. I mean, this doesn't happen until somebody takes the initiative and makes some shit happen. It's great to talk shit about it, like, oh, wouldn't it be nice if we did this or we did that? But you all make it happen.
Well,
so I'm so grateful for that.
Well, interestingly, I just, Randy Judd, who's coming on the reunion, he ran into a guy, class of 78, in the airport last weekend. And somehow they struck up the conversation about West Point. And the guy from the class of 78 actually reached out to me and asked for our itinerary because he had planned a he had planned a reunion for his class, and they went to the Biltmore in Asheville, North Carolina. But he said they're looking for the next one, and he's not doing it, but someone else volunteered. And so he was going to send them our itinerary because he said that sounds like a really cool mini reunion to do. So other classes do it. That's why we did it. We know of other classes that have done it. My dad's class started doing it right after their 30th because they were so sad when they parted ways on their 30th that they said, we can't wait 5 years. And so that's what gave us the idea to do it. And kind of like what you just said, Jamie, we talked about it, and finally we just said, okay, we'll be the ones who do it the first time, and hopefully someone else picks it up after this.
Yeah, we're hoping maybe or thinking that at the Friday night dinner, maybe we'll throw everybody's name in a hat and we'll just draw out a name and they get to host the next one. What do you think about
I think that's a good
that?
idea. Well, you know what would be cool also, just think about regionally, right? So like Kentucky, this is like center of the United States, because West Point always is always in the Northeast. If we can go down to the South and go out to the West a little bit, maybe like Arizona, maybe even California, like a wine tasting kind of thing, that would be really nice too.
Yes,
I mean,
absolutely. I know Gus's class,
My dad.
they did one in, her dad, Gus, they did one in San Antonio.
They did one in Vail.
Think about the
San
river walk.
Antonio is
Yeah.
freaking awesome. That is like
I
the
mean,
greatest city.
what a great long weekend that would be. They've done one in Vail,
In the summer.
in the summer where they're hiking the trails and stuff. I
They did
mean,
one in Orlando.
yeah, so.
And they did one out in California in Monterey. So they've done them all over, and it's just classmates who are in that region said, hey, we'll step up and do the next one.
Yeah, and
So a
while we
question
got
came in
you,
about the bus, the cost for the bus, is that included in the bourbon tour? Because we have
yes.
the, okay.
Yes. So the transportation that we have listed, we have transportation on Friday, and that is to get us to and from Keeneland and then to get us to and from dinner. And then we have transportation, the bourbon tour
That
includes
includes
it.
it.
And that's the
Yeah,
cost
got
for
it.
that is like $200. And that's because it
Yeah.
includes the cost.
That's the cost of getting in the distilleries. It's the cost of the transportation, and it's the cost of a box.
Right.
We'll do a box lunch.
And then we also
Yeah.
had to, we hired someone who did all the coordination for us, who
Yeah.
did the coordination with the bourbon distillery. So, and the bus places. So we didn't have to do that.
Yeah.
Right. That was a question from
Yeah.
Heather Burris asked that question. So just
Yeah. So
clarify.
that's,
That makes I can see
yeah.
why
So
it's a little
that,
confusing
so
because
the
you have that.
200, yeah, the 200 for the bourbon tour is all
Right.
inclusive. I mean, that's your lunch, that's your transportation, that's your tours.
Right.
And that's paying for for the person to coordinate all that. Because it
Right.
really is what I've learned from doing this is that the bourbon tours this time of year are very, very popular. And you've got to really be out in front of it to make sure you can get a tour for such a large group. So that's all inclusive. But while we're talking about, our class mini reunion and gatherings, it's a good opportunity to put in a plug for the annual tailgate that Holly and I throw. And I know Jamie, you've been a part of that as well in the last several years. But the now that the schedule is out for next season, we'll look at the schedule and we'll come up with what we think will be a good home game to host our, gosh, what will this be? Our fifth annual,
More than that, I think it's
maybe
probably our
fifth or
sixth or
sixth
seventh.
annual class tailgate. We had a, unfortunately, COVID set us back a year or two. But now our numbers are starting to get, I think before COVID, we had over 100. I want to say we had over 100 classmates show up for the tailgate before COVID or close to it. Our numbers have dropped because of that, because of COVID, but they're starting to go back up again. So hopefully this fall we'll exceed that number again with our annual class tailgate.
Yeah, we don't have that many. We only have one game in September. It's definitely not going to be September. That's the Rice game. So you're really looking at the 19th, which is East Carolina. For the 12th of October, that's UAB. Oh, Air Force, but I don't know. I mean, is that going to be possible?
That we get
That's a tough game to get tickets to.
especially when he's staying, and I won't be surprised if they shift that game somewhere else. That's complete speculation on my part. East
Yeah.
fans will not the East this year, so thought they were going to play that game.
We just lost them again. I don't know. Maybe somebody's on their internet playing video games or something. So I'm back here
Oh, we're
spinning
back.
the
We're
cameras.
back.
You're back. You're back.
So anyway, we'll figure out that date and we'll get that out to everybody here pretty soon
Yeah.
because that event is always fun. We get to we roast the pig and typically have a lot of beverages available for everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
But
the this
back to the mini reunion to kind of sum things up with that. After the bourbon trail, those who want to go to the distillery district, there's a distillery district in downtown Lexington, which is really the kind of the new hot spot of Lexington. They've actually got a distillery there that if you wanted to go walk through that, you could. But they've got restaurants and bars. They've got shops. They've got live entertainment. There's just games, and they've got a lot to do in this distillery district. So those that want to go to the distillery district after the bourbon tour, which I think will be probably most everybody, the buses will take us directly to the distillery district and drop us off there. Those that want to go back to the hotel, if you've had enough for the day and you want to go back to the hotel, you got other plans, drop off to go to the back to the hotel. So that's either through an Uber or taxi or whatever. But yeah, so that's kind of how that night will end. And to be honest, I mean, kind of like New York City, we don't really have to sleep if we don't want to. There's a lot of good bars in Lexington. So after every night's festivities, if a group of people want to go out and hit some of the bars in town, there's quite a few good bars. It is a college town, so the night is ours for the taking.
Okay, so right now we got 53 people, I think, coming to this thing, and maybe there'll be room for some more.
Yep.
53 signed up, so
Yep.
I know.
The most recent sign up, we just had Brian Sharp sign up. We had Natalie Mandry sign up this week, and
Let's
then we
go,
had,
Apache. Yeah.
the A4 is leading the pack. I think they have 10 people. I think
Wow.
H4
Yeah, not too
and
far behind.
H4 and B2, I think might be tied with 5 each. But anyway, so Stacey Manning Richardson signed up just last week. Nadia got her to sign up. So there still is room. You could still talk to your buddies. There's still hotel rooms. We're going to have to close it out by the end of next week.
Well, I mean, the room block's open till the 18th, but what might happen is you just don't get on a bus, or we don't have
Right.
room for you or
Yeah.
something.
And the biggest thing is you could probably still come.
Yeah.
No, the room block. You probably could still get a hotel room. The only thing that you might get shut out of is the bourbon tour. You could
Right.
still come, even if you come in late, you could still come and do probably everything except
Yeah.
for the bourbon tour.
Yeah. For the horse races for Keeneland, right now I've got a block of tickets where we're all sitting together. And so anyone who signs up, late may not be able to sit with the class,
But we'll be standing, yeah.
probably get close
Yeah.
enough. Or I mean, I don't know how crowded it gets at Keeneland. I think it pretty much sells out. I mean, I remember our days when we were there for grad school, it's packed.
People don't sit in their seats,
Yeah,
so I think it'll
so
be.
hopefully we can still, get close enough to each other. So that's the thing. And then dinner, there'll be plenty, we can always fit people in for dinner if you sign up late. Like Holly said, the bourbon tour will be the one question mark of whether or not we can get you in if you sign up late for that.
Yep.
But yeah, I mean, I don't want to discourage anyone from coming. I mean, just the fly-in social on Thursday night is going to be a blast.
Yeah. And I'm driving. I think I'm going to drive. So nice. I'm driving from New Jersey to Kentucky, going to go through Pennsylvania, pick up Kenny Mintz, going to go there Wednesday night, probably go to the world famous G-Man with him the night before, and then drive in on Thursday. So or Wednesday. I think we're golfing on Thursday, right? So I have to get there early for Thursday, right?
Yeah, Thursday at 10. I'll be sending out, and not anytime soon, but I will send out the pairings or the foursomes for that. Okay. But it'll be a 10 o'clock start. And then, you know, every 10 minutes, we'll tee off another group.
And grab those other guys in Carlisle. I know Chris Hart's down there. Pick him up on the way.
Yeah, I think he's already got a conflict, I heard, but I was okay. Pushing for him. Bill Stone, he's a potential outlier. He's in Virginia, so we'll be
He's not far.
Yeah,
and we're going to Fred Kratz's wedding next weekend. Who's an F2? He's getting married here at West Point, so I'm hoping to scoop up some outliers there. I know Corby Marshall is already signed up from F2, but we're hoping that we might be able to grab a couple other F2 folks.
Okay, cool. And just a quick note on the Old Grad podcast. I haven't done one in a while since I did Chuck Boucher. We're gonna get to some more. I got Brian Turner in the.
Nice.
He's gonna have yeah, but he keeps his people. He keep changing the date on me, so I would have had him already done. But you know, he's got to defend our way of life there. So in the FBI. So I've got some other folks that we're gonna have on there too. So I'm looking forward to getting that going. Getting that rev back up again. So
I know we'll have to do one coming out of the mini reunion. I'm sure there'll be something that comes out. Maybe we'll promote it for the next one.
So I just want to say how blessed we are to have you two as our classmates, and just my extreme gratitude for you all for setting this up, making this happen. Let's make sure that we support this effort and keep the momentum going. So we do this every 2.5 years. In these other locations, because you know, like what Kenny Mann says, life is for living. Life is for living, right? We got this window of opportunity of good health and flexibility. Let's see each other. Let's get out there. Let's connect.
Yeah. Yep.
My favorite phrase is you can sleep when you're dead.
Yeah. But not too soon. Going.
Exactly.
Not too soon. Yeah. Yeah. All right. Well, I'll see you all soon. I'll be catching up with you guys in the next couple of weeks.
Yeah. Jamie, thanks for what you do, brother.
We love you.
My pleasure.
All right, man. You're kicking ass.
Thanks, Jamie. Thanks, everybody. And I'm put all the links into the Facebook page. There will be links in the podcast for those who are listening on the podcast. There'll be links to sign up there. And then we'll also put stuff on LinkedIn, Sallyport, WhatsApp. There's no hiding from us.
Exactly. And I will put see if I can find the podcast. Or since you've got the podcast, the Facebook page up, put my phone number, 270-304-7221. So if you text me, I can also send you all the information.
You got it. Thanks so much.
All right.
See you all soon.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Take care.
Bye-bye.